Hello, good morning. My name is Giovanni from Opinion Research.
From
we
who?
We are conducting a state opinion research, sir.
What is
we are
that?
Conducting a, it's an independent research company, sir, and we are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
I certainly am.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
I approve.
Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
I'm undecided.
Thank you. Would you say things in the country are on the right track or the wrong track?
I think we're moving along.
Thank you. Would you say things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Same.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Well, I'd say we used to be, but I'm not sure what we are now.
Thank you, sir. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Well, it's been a long time since I had kids in school, so I don't know.
Thank you. Anything counts, sir. Thank you so much for your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Thank you. Would you say things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right or the wrong track?
Like I said, I don't know. I haven't had anybody in school in a long time.
Thank you, sir. Anything counts. Thank you so much for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school. To educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't read anything about it.
Okay, thank you. That's one of the choices. Thank you, sir. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Like I said, I don't know. I haven't been involved in schools in a long time. All my kids are older than I am.
Thank you, sir. And anything counts. Thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Given what you now know, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely?
As old as I am, I'm not going to work for anybody.
Okay. Anything counts. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school regardless of race, gender, or income?
They should.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
No.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen proliferation of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement?
I don't think it should be legal at all.
Okay. Thank you, sir. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate text and tax sales of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority or other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
Well, like I said, I don't think any of it should be legalized.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This next question says, do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
I'm undecided on that.
Okay. Thank you. Do you support or oppose?
Hey, how many more we got here? I got things to do.
Yes, sir. We're halfway there, sir. I really do appreciate your time. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
The parents should know this.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their children?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
I beg your pardon. I didn't hear that one.
Yes, sir. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Not really. I don't believe in child abuse.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in my community is good? There is a moderate access to my community, or access to care in my community is inadequate?
It's moderate.
Thank you. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system, In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority? It's not a priority.
High priority.
Thank you so much. One idea that's been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Is that somewhat or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to the Virginia's 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support it.
Thank you. It includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportations to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Thank you. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
I'll support it.
Thank you. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Thank you. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Thank you. It includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support.
Thank you, sir. We're almost wrapping it up now. Thank you so much for staying this long with me. Okay, having heard more details of this plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose this plan.
Support it.
Is that somewhat or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
I think they should have the right to do what they want to do.
Thank you, sir. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information to union organizers?
No, I think they should be able to do what they want to do.
Thank you.
Without the interference of the employer.
Thank you. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to present all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
Yes.
Thank you. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Repeal it.
Thank you. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
I'm not sure. I'm undecided on that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. What is your age range? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65, above?
Above.
Thank you,
Way
sir.
Above.
What is your which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm a white, but I think that's not a good question to ask.
It's just for statistical purposes only, sir. I do not mean to offend in any type of way or form. Do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey, and I do appreciate your participation, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.